We're a minute into 7 o'clock and we're doing the book of Corinthians. Now, each time you read a book in the Bible, you've got to decide sort of what the level of extraction is that you want from it. Are you reading it like a historical thing? You know, the people at Corinth did this, then they did that. There's a timeline. These are the key players. You know, this is the hero of the story and these are the villains. Or do you read it from the perspective of where does it fit in the Bible and what its doctrine is? So what did it contribute to our thinking about God? Or do you read it from the perspective of practical application? What can I do about it today or tomorrow or this week? So my view is on daily devotions is to read it with the perspective of application in mind. So we'll find a nice meal in it and we'll nourish our spirits from it and we will pray a prayer asking God to help us put into action what we've studied. So that's the mindset. I'm still in chapter 1, by the way, of 1 Corinthians, and we started this yesterday. And I'd like to take you to chapter 1, verse 10. And Paul is already introducing an idea in the chapter here that he's going to need a bit later to help our perspective of the world. So that's kind of what he starts to introduce. Yesterday, we talked a little about how that we lack nothing, but that God has given us spiritual words and spiritual wisdom. And so now he's saying, okay, so let's get going on a life of words and wisdom. And so verse 10, let me read it to you. It says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers and sisters, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. And what I mean by this, he's saying, is one of you says, I like Paul. The other says, I prefer Apollos, you know, their style of preaching. I follow Cephas. And another still says, I'm actually just following Christ. I don't get into these churches. And verse 13 says, but is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified? Were you baptized in the name of one of these other guys? I thank God that I didn't do any of that. And so this passage of scripture seems very specific to like church. Don't have your favorites and then disregard the others and don't get critical. But it's got a deeper impact on practical application. And that is, if you see spiritual things in a divisive way, then you're going to definitely see earthly and carnal things in a divisive way. So Paul starts out his conversation with these people by saying, these Corinthians by saying, stop thinking like that. All these things that are supposed to be to your benefit, different people saying things with different voices, all glorifying and magnifying God, are there for your benefit. And by cutting one out and only favoring another, you're losing out on the buffet of spiritual food. And so I wanted to take a moment with you this morning to really encourage a mindset in our lives that everything is for our benefit. And that God has something nourishing, something fulfilling, something significant, fruitful out of all of it. And although it might not always be to our taste or our preference, morning Dean Hutton, morning Ellen, might not always be to our taste or our preference, God has a way of pulling or extracting out of everything something beautiful. And so a couple of things to think about. You either have to look at the world through the eyes of division or you have to look at the world through the eyes of diversity. Same with church. You either have to say, well, Christians are this or that. You either have to look at the world saying, this denomination is right and that denomination is wrong. Or you can say, look how amazing the different facets of the body of Christ, of church is. Look how diverse and how different it is. And all of it plays a role. I think that's a better attitude to have. The second idea is you could either look at the world from the perspective of I only value what I need, or you can look at the world from the perspective of somebody needs something else, and I'm so grateful that there are those things out there. You know, it might not be for me, but it's for someone. And I think that's an attitude we should adopt. It's not for me, but it is for someone. I'm grateful for that. There might be verses in the Bible or a song we sing or a church style or a scripture you read or a context out there. And you think, well, that didn't really do anything for me. But just remember, it's doing something for someone. And another season you might be in, one day you might need, you might just need that. It's an attitude to cultivate. I think that's very important. Thirdly, you either have to think of the world as too restrictive, too many boundaries, too harsh or too strict, or you have to think of the world as things have authority. And if I know the authority of something and I apply that authority wisely, I live in authority. You see, I have authority because I'm under authority. You know that whole idea that because I play by the rules, I can win the game. If I don't play by the rules, I don't win the game. And so it's this mindset that Paul is addressing, because later he's going to edit a bit of weirdness, but he starts out by saying, don't see it like this, see it like that. The Bible is not strict. It's simply the rules of the game so that we might win. That's the principle. And when you do that, you go, well, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the opportunity to have authority. And then the last thing I wanted to say is you can either look at the world as and the Bible and spiritual life as having parts to it that are mysterious, or you can look at it and say, that's not mysterious, it's beautiful. You know, sometimes when you don't understand something, you really appreciate its beauty. You say, well, that is amazing. Well, I don't get all of it, how it works, but that is beautiful. And I really want to encourage that kind of attitude. I want to encourage as we get into this book of Corinthians and in your own spiritual life, you know, just flick the lenses. Flick the lenses from a division to diversity. Flick the lenses from strict to authority. Flick the lenses from just for me to, well, somebody needs it. When you do that, you're going to start seeing what we spoke about on Sunday, the hand of God in places you might not have seen him before. And so much of the significance of that. So Paul is getting these Corinthians going by saying, look at the world through different lenses. Let the Holy Spirit, remember yesterday he gave us language and wisdom, now he's giving us sight. Look at it a little different. You're going to discover, wow, that is amazing. You know, when I flipped the lens in my own life, realizing the Bible wasn't trying to control me, the Bible was trying to guide me from playing the game my own way and constantly being the loser to playing the game God's way and always being a winner. The minute I did that, I wasn't even avoiding strict instructions in the Bible. I was looking for them. I would go dig in the Bible and go, what's the formula here? What's the instruction? What's the rule? What's the guy? How do we do this thing? How do we do marriage God's way? How do we do business God's way? Give me the rules of the game, because my intention is to win. And so I hope that that's been helpful to you. And maybe if you constantly feel like you're losing at something, maybe you're not playing the game the way that God had intended. And instead of looking at it and going, no, I want to be my own man. Maybe you just say, wait, hang on. What does God want? Because that's where the win is. And Paul was saying to them, you guys have to stop being like this. You've got to stop saying, I only like Cephas. I only like Apollos. I only like Paul. Stop it. It's all for you. And the only one who is the head over it all is the one who died for you. Said, did any of us die for you? No, Christ did. He did it for all. So I hope that is helpful to you this morning. We're at the end of our 10-minute slot, and I hope that you've gained some value enjoying some time together. Lots of you connected online again today. I really see daily devotion growing each week, and that's incredibly exciting. Let's make the most of this year. Whether we're locked down, shut down or not, we're going to make the most. This is going to be a fruitful, fruitful year. Amen. Shall we pray? Morning, Katebe. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that your word cleans the lenses of our sight. It also teaches us where to look and what to focus on. Today, will you teach us to look in the right direction, focus on the right thing, and be able to declare just as you did in Scripture. All of these things are for our benefit. It's not mysterious, it's beautiful. It's not strict, it's authority. It's not division, it's diversity. All of these things perceived with a spiritual perspective. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.